This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Big speech today from President Biden at the United Nations. Lots of political stuff, of course, as those UN speeches tend to contain. Also, though, a couple of economic headlines, the biggest of which is that the president said the United States is going to commit another $2.9 billion to help reduce food insecurity. That's on top of nearly $7 billion Washington's already promised. The global food crisis, of course, has a bunch of causes. The Russian invasion of Ukraine, related rising energy prices, pandemic supply chain itis, also climate change. So Marketplace's Samantha Fields looked into what more money can and honestly can't get done.
Right now, today, there is more than enough food in the world to feed everyone. David Ortega, a food economist at Michigan State University, says supply isn't the problem.
The global food crisis that we are seeing unfold is really a crisis of affordability and people having access to that food.
Which means humanitarian assistance and foreign aid can make a big difference, he says, especially in countries where people are on the verge of famine, including Ethiopia, Yemen, and Afghanistan.
It's very critical to stress how important it is to get that access to these regions, to these individuals very quickly.
There are more people going hungry or not getting enough nutritious food around the world now than there have been in years, says Caitlin Welsh, with the Global Food Security Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
On the positive side, we've seen an uptick in funding for emergency assistance to the UN World Food Program.
That increased funding is critical, Welsh says, in part because food is more expensive.
And also the costs of humanitarian operations have increased because fuel prices are higher right now.
But as critical as emergency food aid is in the short term,
it's not the solution for long-term food security.
Long-term, climate change threatens the world's food supply, and it is possible that there could come a day when there isn't more than enough food in the world to feed everyone.
The big thing that worries me is this tendency that we all have to take the world for granted, to assume that we have enough food.
William Masters, a professor of food economics at Tufts University, says we have the tools and the knowledge to produce more food and grow crops that are resistant to drought and extreme weather.
If we do deploy the power of science, we can meet human needs, even in the face of climate change, even in the face of conflict. We've done it before.
But, he says, it will require sustained investment in science and technology for agriculture to get there. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.